Well, the Stranglers were brilliantly, like, I put them on Newport twice, actually. The first time was at the Alexandria Club, which is over by the Centaf in Newport. And it was a great old nightclub called the Alexandria Club. It's no longer there, unfortunately. But it was one of the last remaining nightclubs in Newport, and it had the right atmosphere because it had ladies of the night frequenting the place and bouncers on the door that'd chuck you out if you looked at them wrong. But it was quite a quiet affair, but they went down really well. The crowd liked them, so I booked them for a second gig, which was at the Roundabout Club, also known as the Magic Roundabout. But Glenn wasn't too happy with it because it was too posh for him, because it was also called the Pullmans, which was named after a posh train coach. And Glenn thought he was as posh as one of them, so he wasn't too happy with that. But the crowd was happy with him, I was happy with him, and a memorable gig. They're both pretty similar, and probably the same audience turned out twice, but the first venue was more suited in the surroundings, and the fact that the band was happier there than they was at the Roundabout.
Okay.
The Jam was the best band I put on. The atmosphere was absolutely wonderful. They was electric, they were, you know, for a three-piece. They had high energy, full on. The crowd was loving it. Probably the best atmosphere out of all the bands that I had, and that was at the Roundabout again. Like, unfortunately though, there was a little incident towards the end. Some of their equipment got pinched, and the police was called in, and not quite sure what was missing, an amplifier or something, and I'm not sure if it was retrieved or not even, but someone went in to see the band, and had to leave the room a bit quick because there was a few ladies in the room with the boys, and they had to go call back 10 minutes later. They didn't seem too bothered. It was more down to the father who managed the band, the father of, was it Weller's father? One of the boys' father managed the band, and he was more concerned about sorting out the problem, and I left it to him and the police, really, because I didn't know anything about it, except the fact that it happened, you know. Typical of Newport, though. Well, another gig that I put on was that crazy guy from America, Wayne County, before he came Jane County. He was in the process of going through the hormone treatment, and I had him at the Alexandria Club. He was doing one of his songs called Toilet Love or something, whatever, and he had his trousers down around his ankles, and he was pretending to wipe his bum and everything that with toilet paper. And one of the ladies of the night came out to the toilets and seen him, and she was a bit aghast about it all a bit. She, and he threw the toilet paper at him. She went swinging her handbag at him. And it was just a kerfuffle about nothing and whatever, but it was quite a funny moment. I remember when I was doing a gig at the St. Maurice Church Hall. I can't remember the band, but the band that I had booked didn't turn up. So I say to appease the crowd that did turn up, I played extra time. Next thing I know, I'm playing Edgar Broughton's Out Demons Out. And then through the mist, I seen the priest from the cathedral come marching into the hall, robes flowing, with Edgar Broughton blasting Out Demons Out. And I looked at my watch, I thought, oh, shit. He was like half hour later than it should have been. He came up and said, you've played extra time, we've had complaints about the noise, blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was just hilarious that he should come in at that particular time and give me a bollocking. There's another time where two bands turned up at the St. Wallace Hall. I can't remember the band that I had booked, but I do know that another band turned up called Gentle Giant, who were a brilliant band. They made one album, I believe, back in the late 60s. And they'd been double booked by the agent in London. And so explained, and they was quite happy to accept it, that it was the agent's fault. But I did say that come on board and let's see what can be done, and we'll split the money and whatever. But they said the stage was too small to get their equipment on and the other band. So it works either way, you know, like. It's just show business. Shit happens.
Well, my biggest claim to fame is the fact that I brought Cherry Vanilla to Newport, and she's a lady from America.
Well, that night, yes, she did bring the police with her to use as a backing band. I believe it was the first ever British gig. She couldn't afford to bring her own band over. But I believe the guitarist came with her. And the police were looking for work, and she was looking for a British musician, so the police came with her. And the police didn't have their sound at the time. They was like a jazz trio. And they went on that night and played first. And then Cherry came on with the guitarist, and they all played together. She went off, the police come on, did another little jazz set, and then to finish off, Cherry came back on, and the police finished off the evening.
They just had their single out called Fallout, but they couldn't get much work or anything in that. The Argus wouldn't advertise them as known. Said, we can't advertise that the police are going to be appearing at some club tonight. We'll have the chief constable down our neck. And I didn't put them on the poster because basically they was just her backing band. I paid her £100 that night. She paid the band, the police, 15 quid. And they backed her on the first tour, you know, but Newport was the first date. And it was their first ever gig.